Good evening, good evening. Welcome to this Wednesday evening. We find ourselves today, Wednesday, July the 23rd, and you might be sitting there thinking, you know, that doesn't sound like Pastor Rose. You are correct. It is yours truly, Andrew. You might be wondering, well, Pastor Rose was supposed to do this evening's Daily Bread. Yes, she was. And some of you might be wondering, well, Pastor Rose sends out her Instagram text message every Monday, and I didn't receive that. So, before we get into that, as always, we make the confession where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Wednesday, July the 23rd, and I am substituting in for Pastor Rose this evening. With that said, this is going to be a very short Daily Bread. This past Sunday evening, Pastor Rose gave myself and Pastor Jesse a bit of a health scare. We had to rush her to the emergency room Sunday evening. But bless God, they kept her overnight, Sunday night, Monday night, and they released her Tuesday afternoon. And she is recovering speedily. So if you would, keep Pastor Rose in your prayers as God is doing a speedy recovery in her. Amen. Next Wednesday will be our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. And I'm sure she will give you a little bit more information, and she will give you, of course, a praise report on that. Amen. So if you would keep both Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen. Especially this week and into next week. Amen. But again, it was just a bit of a health scare, but praise the Lord. Pastor Rose is recovering quickly, and bless God, we know God is always protecting our pastors. Amen. So with that said, I'm going to share a small little devotional and then get out of here and keep looking after Pastor Rose. Amen. So, not to worry. Like I said, it was just a bit of a health scare, but bless God, she is already recovering. Amen. Matter of fact, she was already recovering when she was in the hospital. Amen. So, this evening's short Daily Bread is entitled God Heals My Wounds. Amen. And if you're taking any notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, and I'll be reading this particular scripture out of the NLT. And it says, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. Amen. If you have heard Pastor Jesse's testimony, amen, he also was standing on this scripture, amen, as well as we are standing on this scripture for Pastor Rose even now, amen. Jeremiah 30, chapter 30, verse 17, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord, amen. How many of us know that, you know, God doesn't want to see any of us sick. God doesn't want to see any of us unhealthy. Amen. God doesn't want to see any attack of the devil on us health-wise. No. Why? Because he loves you. You're his children. And just like a natural father cares for his children and doesn't want to see them sick, injured, or hurt in any way, that's the same way God sees each and every one of us, you and me, amen, that he wants to see us, what, healthy and whole, what, in Jesus' name, amen. So, again, God heals my wounds, amen. And if right now you might be fighting some symptoms, you might be having a tough week, amen. You might be going through a storm right now. Just know that God's with you. God's going to pull you through. God's protecting you. Amen. God is right by your side. Amen. Never wants you to think, oh, I'm going through this alone, or there's nobody with me. No, no, no. That's what the devil wants you to think. That's what the devil is probably going to tell you to think. Amen. But how many of us know the truth? The truth is that God loves you and you're never alone. Amen. Now, God heals my wounds, or I can even say God heals your wounds. Amen. It says the small little prayer or devotional I am reading out says, it says, you will restore health to me. You will restore health to me. Amen. And who are we saying that to? We're saying that to God. Amen. The title of this is God Heals My Wounds. And what we are saying here is it says, you will restore my health. Who are we saying that to? God. God, you will restore my health. Amen. It says, Father, I praise you because you didn't say you would have to think about it. Amen. God doesn't say that. God doesn't say, oh, give me a minute and I'll get back to you. No, God doesn't say, I'm on a break right now. Nope. God doesn't say, you know what? I'm kind of busy right now. No, it says, Father, I praise you because you didn't say you would have to think about it. No, our Heavenly Father doesn't have to think about it. Amen. It says, you simply said that you would restore health to me. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, God simply said he would restore health to you and health to me. Amen. Now, it says, thank you that you heal me of all my wounds in my body, mind, and spirit. Amen. Again, thank you that you heal me of all my wounds in my body, mind, and spirit. Amen. How many of us know that when we're fighting symptoms, not only is our body being bombarded, not only is our body in pain, or not only is our body hurting, amen, our mind and our spirit as well, amen? Because it's tough. It's tough when you are fighting any type of symptoms, from a headache to backache to pain in your joints, amen? Pain in your wrists, amen? Pain in your knees. All that stuff is real. That pain is real, amen? But it also takes a toll on our mind, and it takes a toll on our spirit, amen? But it's, well, let's keep reading and see what it says. It says, I rejoice because I can worship you and serve you as whole, as a whole and healthy person, amen? You might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, I'm fighting some symptoms right now and I don't really feel whole and I don't really feel like I'm a healthy person. And trust me, I've been in a situation, and you might remember I've mentioned trouble with my back in the past. And I can sit here and tell you that, yes, when you're fighting symptoms that are real and that hurt, amen, it's tough. It's tough to find any joy in that or any small reason to rejoice. But as long as we keep getting in the Word, as much as we continue confessing healing scriptures, as much as we continue to thank the Lord each day that our bodies are being healed, we're getting stronger, we're getting healthier. Why? Because that's what he wants for us. That's the love he has for you and the love he has for me. Amen? It says, I rejoice because I can worship you and serve you as whole, as a whole and healthy person. Amen? It doesn't make sense. You might be thinking, Andrew, I'm in a lot of pain, and trust me, I've been in some serious pain myself, and the last thing you want to do is move, or the last thing you want to do is get up and walk around, or the last thing you want to do is think about that pain. But the good news is, it says, Father, thank you for giving me your best promises. You are the best promise giver and the best promise keeper in the entire world. And you might be thinking, well, what promise is that, Andrew? Well, what did we just start this small devotional off with? Jeremiah 30, chapter 17. I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. Amen? So, God is true to his word. Amen? But here's the catch. If you're not praying, if you're not reading your word, if you don't even have a couple of healing scriptures that you're reading or confessing out loud, and you're just sitting back in pain thinking, okay, God, heal me, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's not how it's going to work. Amen. We have to do our part so God does his part. And what is our part? Our part is getting into the word. Our part is confessing healing scriptures. Our part is reading those healing scriptures. Our part is getting those healing scriptures into our spirit. Amen. Getting those scriptures so that we bring him to the Lord and remind him, Lord, your word says in Jeremiah 30, chapter 17, you will give me back my health. You will heal my wounds, says the Lord. Amen. As long as we are doing our part, it's almost automatic that God's going to do his. And as I read earlier, it says God doesn't say, well, I have to think about it, or give me a bit, or I'll get back to you. No, Jesus is on the spot. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this. God heals my wounds. Amen. Again, keep Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen. She is recovering speedily, and I will let her share a little bit more this coming Wednesday when her and Pastor Jesse do our healing service. And of course, I know she will give a good praise report this coming Wednesday. Amen. But keep both Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen. And we continue to thank the Lord that his hand of protection is upon our pastors, Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. So with that said, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area of your life, God wants to be a part. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, you always say that. You repeat that always. And you know what? I do it always because these words are words that I continue to confess, continue to use, and know that this confession has changed me from the beginning when I started confessing this confession and using this confession. Amen. That every time I confess it, amen, it just stirs that inner man in me. Amen. And it just gives me that extra oomph I need. Amen. So I pray that you have somehow written this down or been able to take some notes off of it and use it in your own daily confession. Amen. So I apologize for cutting this a little bit short, but we have a lot going on right now with Pastor Rose. But again, like I mentioned, praise the Lord, she is recovering speedily. Amen. So some of you might be saying, well, I didn't get her Instagram on Monday and things went silent and what's going on? Well, like I mentioned at the start of this, we had a little bit of a health scare, but praise the Lord, she is home recovering. getting the best care from Pastor Jesse and myself. Amen. And she's already on her feet, onto a speedy recovery. Amen. So look forward to hearing a good praise report next Wednesday for our healing service. Amen. And a little bit of a homework assignment between this Wednesday and next Wednesday. Amen. Invite somebody to listen in. Amen. And those of you that continue to listen in, we say thank you so much. We appreciate your faithfulness. And on behalf of the pastors, I know they sense your prayers, and we appreciate you keeping the pastors in your prayers. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this Wednesday evening. Have a blessed rest of this week. If you reside here in Texas, we pray you stay as cool as possible. Amen. And we know that the angels of the Lord watch over you and protect you. We know the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you. And we know that great health is bestowed upon you because our Father God loves you. Amen. And never, never, never feel like you are alone. Amen. You're never alone. You have God, you have Jesus, and you have the Holy Spirit right there with you at always. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this evening. We will see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.